Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 23. God wants what is best for you. If you put something else before him in your life, it's harder for him to bless you. Thou shalt not make unto me any graven image. Exodus 24. If then you worship more than God is a graven image, cars, clothes, sports, even our jobs are dangerous things to worship, because they can go away, but God will never go away, and that's why it's best for us to only worship him. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus 20. Using God's name like a swear word, I can mean saying you are a Christian, but not living nor acting like Jesus would want you to act. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28 and 10, till the Sabbath day is a day, we can all go to church, worship God, and learn how to be better people than Christians. Keeping it holy means doing our best to remember him throughout the day. Honor thy father and thy mother. It's important to show our parents respect. This might look different for everyone, but we should always try to love and care for those who cared for us first. Thou shalt not kill, a simple but important rule for anyone. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Men and women make promises to each other when they are married. These promises are important, and breaking them causes deep sadness. Keeping those promises help men and women have happy marriages and happy lives. Thou shalt not steal. It is important to God that his children are honest with each other. Taking anything that doesn't belong to you is stealing, and is against his commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. This one is about honesty. If you lie to someone, you are bearing false witness, and may cause harm to yourself and to others. Thou shalt not covet. To covet means to be so jealous of something someone else has that you want it desperately. Coveting makes a person miserable and keeps them from putting God first. This commandment helps keep you from falling into this bad habit.